Alrighty, welcome back in inside the Convention Center in San Antonio. It is the Zach Gelb Show on Westwood One's Radio Row. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes, up to $2 million in coverage, no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. And also, let me tell you, stop struggling to get your job post on other job sites. Indeed Sponsored Jobs Featured helps you stand this out. And hire fast. Start at indeed.com/credit. And now let's welcome in the men's head basketball coach at Missouri, and is now going into his fourth season, right? I guess that the third season's already done and over within the books, and that, of course, is Dennis Gates. Coach, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
So how do you look back at this past season? I know it didn't go the way that you wanted it to in the tournament, but for most of the year, your basketball program received a lot of praise.
Well, I'm proud of our guys. I'm proud of our program. I'm proud of all hands that were on deck to make the season as successful as it was. Only one team get to have the season that they really want. Everyone else will fall a little bit short. I do think our guys fought hard, and collectively we did a good job.
You know, I think I heard Bruce Pearl say, with all the coaches that obviously have been talking, it's such a difference when you look back at a season when you get to the second weekend. Clearly that didn't happen for you guys. I know the sport changes so much, right, with the NIL and the transfer portal, and continuity is tough, but when you guys start coaching up for next season, what do you think you could take from this experience?
I think this is priceless, first of all. Being able to have a conference where 14 out of 16 teams goes to the NCAA tournament, 14 out of 16 are nationally ranked in the top 25 at some point in the season. It's a dogfight each and every day. There's nothing you can circle at all to have a day off, a week off, or anything otherwise. And it went from the very beginning to the very end. It's an emotional, mental toll on players. But pretty much I think everyone got better. Coaches got better, referees got better, and players who played a game definitely gotten better.
And it's honestly so tough to evaluate the SEC because you can't do it how you would with other schools and other conferences.
Yeah.
I remember, I know it's only 3 weeks ago, but going into this tournament, people go, Auburn lost three out of their last four. You know, they're not trending in the right direction this time of the year. This conference was just unbelievable this year.
Yeah, Florida was the only team in our conference that didn't lose back-to-back games.
That's
only team.
Stupid.
Everybody else did. Everybody went on a losing streak at some point. Two games, three games, some four, and they still made the NCAA tournament. So my hat's off to the teams that are here in San Antonio representing the SEC, and what better way to do it than to hopefully cut down some nets.
Was it surprising that this year, we knew that going into the year, it was a high level of competition. There was going to be a lot of great teams. But when you hear 14 teams got in, to look back at how it played out, Dennis Gates, is that surprising to you?
Well, you start to think about it as coaches size each other up during the conference meetings in the summer, right? And then once the season starts, you just want to go through preseason without injuries. I think Arkansas had injuries earlier, and they were able to get healthier and healthier. And that's why you saw that team get better and better. From there, you fast forward, you look at every roster, you look at every coach, you look at every situation possible. You just see teams get better, man, and it just happens over time, and obviously it happens organically. So,
I know that you guys beat Florida by that one-point victory as Dennis Gates is here with us. So how the heck do you beat Florida? Because even teams like Texas Tech and UConn, it looked like they had them, and then in the final 3-4 minutes of the game, they just take over, and boom, they're on to the next round.
Well, they broke a deficit. We had them down 20 at their place, and you know, Todd, you know, sent me a text afterwards about how good of a job our guys did, and he went on publicly to say we're a second weekend team in the NCAA tournament, but we fell short. But how do you do it? You do it with players, man. The players did a great job. They executed my game plan, and we went in there in a tough environment, which I had been used to being at Florida State because that's one of our rivals that we've played when I was an assistant with Coach Ham every year. And we've seen that place rocking, and it was just the preparation that went into it.
He's one of my favorite people in this business, Leonard Hamilton.
Yeah, great man.
I know it's such a question that it's like – it's not a lame radio question, but you could sit here and you could talk about him for 45 minutes. But what are the things that he kind of taught you, really, when you look back at it?
I think we all first have to understand whenever someone retires, they've left their legacy. Coach have left 5 decades of his impact on college basketball. And the more we continue to talk about him, the more respect he'll get being in the Hall of Fame, and I truly believe that's where he deserved. Now, your original question was his impact.
Yeah, for you personally.
Yeah, his impact for me goes from this. At an early age, I told a stranger, hey, I want to be just like you. And it became his dream to see my dream come true. So I didn't miss a radio show, didn't miss a post-game press conference. I saw the emotional intelligence and literacy that he operated with. I saw how he took losses, took wins. I saw how he developed young people. I saw how he partnered with campus stakeholders, meaning administration, ADs, and different people in that community, but also former players and obviously donors. He allowed me a front row seat as an apprentice. And, you know, he's somebody that I would always credit for allowing me to use his platform to get better.
Yeah, I like the way that you said the media answer because, you know, it's weird. Yes, I am in the media, but I don't look at myself as a traditional journalist.
Yeah.
I show up, I give opinions. Yeah. You know, I have relationships, obviously, with coaches and players. Yeah. But I just try to do an entertaining show. But, you know, there could be – like I said, a lot of good relationships with players and coaches, but it feels like there is more of a hostile relationship now with players and the media and coaches and the media.
You do? I disagree. Okay. Let me break this down to you.
Mm-hmm.
Game day wouldn't be the same without the band, cheerleaders. Yeah, you got fans.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be the same without the bands and cheerleaders. The media is responsible for narrating a story.
Yeah.
Narrate a story to those that can't see it but can hear it. Narrate a story to those that can hear it but not see it, and see it and not hear it, right, vice versa. But also putting it all together, building the violins and the trumpets. You guys do a great job of storytelling and meeting people on their turf, and you guys are responsible for filling the seats of those people and getting them where they can sit on their couch.
Yeah.
To get in the car, change their schedule by week to get to a game that you guys are talking about because of the media presence, because of the personality presence that you humanize those players. You humanize us as coaches. So I disagree. You're part of the ecosystem.
I like it.
And the ecosystem can't disagree.
I really like that answer. Dennis Gates here with us, the coach at Missouri. And also, the way I view it, and every right, so many different platforms now, so many people have access. You know, you never know the information and all that stuff. But the way I look at it is I'm a voice for the fan.
You're a voice.
So I try to ask things that I think my fans want to hear.
But let me finish that sentence. You're a voice for the fans of the people who coach and play.
What do you mean by that?
You connected.
Yeah.
You guys connected.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
You connected.
Yeah.
And it was just an incomplete sentence that you got to add that piece to it.
Oh, well, yeah.
You have to add that piece to it because some people take it for granted.
Sure.
Some people take you guys for granted, man. And there is a relationship that I think everybody wants to see us disagree as coaches.
Oh, yeah.
Your job is to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm. And I think if you often tell the truth, I've had it where coaches have called me, I don't really like what you said. And I go, well, did you listen to it?
Was it the truth?
Was it the truth?
Absolutely.
And I've gotten into it with plenty of coaches and players. And, you know, I'm still friends with many of them still to this day that you disagree with. But it would be boring if we all agreed on everything,
honestly.
That's
what I'm saying. It's part of it, man. It's part of it.
So let me get a few seconds in here on Auburn. Yep. I really think even though Jahni Broome is their best player, that if they're going to be able to beat Florida, Denver Jones with his defense is going to have to be unbelievable. He's a tremendous defensive player. But then Todd Pettiford, if he breaks 20-plus points, I think they're going to have a real chance to go win that game.
Florida, I mean, you know, Florida is a good team. Todd Golden's a great coach. Very good dynamics, right? Bruce Pearl is seasoned, been in the game for a while, second Final Four. And maybe there's some things off the court that no one will see that he will be preparing for because he's been here just recently and he lost a tough game to Virginia the last time he was at this stage.
Yeah.
So Auburn has played without Jahni Broome this season. And they have played on the road. They have played at home. And that team is a good team. So you'll have different pieces step up. And what's going to separate it is probably the width of the eye of a needle. That's probably how separate this game will be.
It'll I'm thinking like 83-82, something
like
that.
Yeah, it may be. But then again, it can be a old-fashioned SEC blowout. Somebody win by 4 points.
I get that, especially this year. That's a good way that you threw that in there. And also, I wonder – and you have so many relationships in the game too. Bruce Pearl, Todd Golden's practically like a son to him. He coached him in the Maccabi games. He was on his first staff, you know, coming over from Columbia to Auburn. Does that give one coach or another an advantage with the familiarity that they have with one another?
Let me say this to you. They still want to kick each other's butt.
Oh, that's for sure.
There's no doubt. But there is a relationship, a mentorship that takes place. There is a sense of pride that Todd has forever. An appreciation for coach giving him a chance as his director of ops. I just think both guys have sort of like similarities with their rosters too. Mm-hmm. They have dynamic playmakers, right? They have dynamic point guards, combo guards. They have dynamic size in the paint. And it's gonna be tough, man. I feel for the referees who are refereeing this game because I think Bruce and Todd is going to let them know how important that mistake is.
I only got 30 seconds left. Missouri basketball is going where into year four?
Well, we'll continue to build, but I'm excited about our returners. We look at Mark Mitchell, who could be a preseason first-team all-conference guy, possibly. You look at Ant Robinson. Ant Robinson was one of only five players on all-defensive team. He was the only underclassman. So, in my eyes, he's the returning preseason defensive player of the year. And when you have those type of connectors on your roster, we're just portal combat right now to complete our roster, but I'm excited about our talent, our nucleus, our returners, and top to bottom, I'm excited about our staff.
Coach, we appreciate it. Thanks so much for stopping on by.
MIZ.
Yeah, you got it.